Okay, any question? Good. Peter.
The moral of the altercation of the Arab and his wife. The heart of one who is sincere is seeking a moral for the altercation of the man and wife. The altercation of the man and wife has been related. Know that it is a parable of your own flesh and reason. This man and wife, which are the flesh and the reason, are very necessary for good and evil. And this necessary pair in this house of earth are in strife and altercation day and night. The wife is craving requisites for the household, that is to say, reputation and bread and viands and rank. Like the wife, the flesh, in order to contrive the means, is at one time seeking humility and at another time to dominate. The reason is really unconscious of these thoughts. In its brain is nothing but love of God.
Okay. What was all that about? First of all, there is one word over there which is an Arabic word. Normally we use it with no signs of a special meaning. It will carry a lot of different meanings. One of the meanings which is translated here is the being honest, being faithful, having a good character. Actually, this is the attitude of Mu'id towards Murad, which is the ikhlas. That's called mukhlas. But makhlas could be read as well, and makhlas means the way out, or how to finish something, how to get rid of this story, how to come to the end of this story. And Rumi plays with all these words because for the first time, very clearly he's declaring that I'm using some symbolism here, and you have to interpret that, especially when it comes about a man and a woman. This story of man and a woman is the source of all misinterpretation or misunderstanding in all different religions. Because religion normally works with some old text, and all the text is always open to interpretation. And thank you. And if it happens that with no interpretation, you could bring out whatever you want from it, it's even better. That's what has happened with the religious texts. All the religious texts, they talk about man and woman. And everybody thinks that they are talking about masculine and feminine. Rumi will make it several times clear in this book, especially here, because he has decided to reveal the meaning that he actually adopted in all these stories. Everywhere when they say, this is it, do this. If the man does this, the woman does that, suddenly, everybody will go towards masculine and feminine, especially if it serves your purpose. All the male chauvinists reading Quran, they go to one special surah, more than any other one. That's Surah An-Nisa, which means the surah of women, actually. Amazingly, when you look in it, there is all the rules about the inheritance and how to divide the remaining and all that. But at the beginning, if you say, this woman of you, if the woman is no good, try to advise her and direct her towards the good. If she doesn't listen, separate your bed If she insists not listening to you, beat her up. Imagine the Muslim who wants to beat his wife, looking at this ayah, and this is it. God told me that if the woman is not good, I should beat her up. And if you go around, all the stories are like this. The story starts with Adam and Eve. If you literally believe in that, it's a different story. Rumi here say, okay, let me tell you all about the thing that I'm telling you about man and a woman. By man, I mean a part of you, by a woman, another part of you. You remember we saw this very clearly. Here, he will make it completely clear, but in a very strange way. In a way that it's not that mathematical obvious and clarity, because there is no clarity here. We are dividing an undividable person to a couple of pieces. Theoretically, there is no intelligent and different self in me and one totality. So it begins with this, that the alteration of the man and woman, not the wife, it's not the wife. Marjoraya Marguzan. The story or that what we are narrating or what happened to this man and a woman is just narration. Nabla means I hear something and I narrate it to you. This is the good example of your own self and intelligence. Okay, if you literally will follow it, because he said the story of man and a woman, then he said this is the self and intelligence. So you arrive to a conclusion of what?